How many women are involved in the creative process that gets you from a recording studio onto the streets? How many women are involved?
Well,
in the process?
I have a lot.
At a senior level.
I have a lot of females in my team. So yeah, I have a lot of strong females in my team actually. So I haven't seen anything crazy in regards to what you've just said, like me seeing a difference. Yeah, sorry, my day-to-day manager's a female, my marketing manager's a female, when I do shows I'm always dealing with females, and my tour manager's a female. I have a strong female team, man.
Okay, so we just heard from Melissa Steele about how a lot of people in her team are female.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like female empowerment is so strong nowadays. I mean, obviously, back then, females didn't even have the chance to vote, and now we're really taking over the industry. And I think that panel really enforced the fact that people in the music industry do want females there, because right now, a majority of it is male. And the fact that Melissa's whole team is female really says something about emerging artists and the people they work with.
People have the impression that we're deliberately being kind of pushed out, but I don't think it is. I just think it's that females have this idea that, oh, if I try for it, I won't get in. And that's why they're not trying for it, when if they do try and they are good, then they will get let in.
That's the thing. The thing is, like, the business in any industry, the majority of people in it are males, because from a young age, you see the American dream, or even in England as well, is men or the husbands being the businessmen. And I guess us being the housewives, but this just enforces the fact that females can make it. Everything else we heard in the panel just reinforces the fact that, yeah, we can get there.
Next, we hear from Shah Grant, Abby Ennis, and Lizzie Francis, who talk about kind of whether they found it difficult trying to get into the industry because they are female.
It's just one of those things that you have to navigate. I made a decision sort of in my mid-ish 20s to take a left turn, come and do music, and I didn't have that sort of light bulb moment as a 21-year-old that I wanted to do this, but I had belief in myself, and I created a role for myself in a company like Modest, which is obviously at the top of its game. And if I looked at them on paper at that point, I would have said, well, I can't get in there because of X, Y, Z, A, B, C, but I could, and I did, and it was just purely down to meeting people, talking to them, and creating, or just getting in with the right people that get you and that you can build something with, and that happens on a day-to-day basis. And I think ultimately it's about relationships and just, having belief in yourself and just cracking on.
Yeah, cool stuff.
There are a lot more men than women in the music industry, but I have never seen anybody stopping a woman or blocking anything. It's there for you. You have to take it. Like, I studied sound engineering, and in the whole college there was 4 female engineers studying. And at the end of the course, we sat down and were like, why are there not more female engineers? And we're trying to figure it out in our heads. And the only thing that we felt that we struggled with was sometimes if the mic stands are tightened too much, it was hard to lose them. That was it. Like, the recording, the mixing, the mics, everything. There was no reason why women couldn't do it. Just women weren't doing it, and I don't know why. But the jobs are there. We're doing them. I believe in equality. I don't feel a job should be given to a woman over a man if a man is better. It's not based on gender, it's based on your ability. It's there, so just take it.
Lizzie Francis.
We take interns regularly, and we don't care, men, women.
Astronauts.
Other astronauts.
Yeah.
And just as someone who did get in a way war, I mean, it's still relatively sexist, but that's the world, unfortunately. But we did it in the 90s, and I had academia, I studied a degree, and all they cared about is can I type and can I make tea? And but you just have to get in there. Sorry, I'm talking to you. you have to get in there and just be the best you can. And the one tip I give to all of you in here is initiative.